Greetings to the choir.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Haven't been up here for a while.
好久没上来了。
So we have a new gadget.
我们现在有个新式武器。
We have a new tablet here, so hopefully I get to use it.
我现在来适应这个新武器。
So today is Palm Sunday.
今天是一个棕榈节。
So this is the last week of Jesus' ministry on earth.
这是耶稣在地上最后一个星期的布道。
You know, he's returning, he has returned to Jerusalem.
他已经回到了耶路撒冷。
And he's preparing for his death.
他正在预备要准备上十架了。
In a few days, he'll be crucified.
再过几天他就会被钉十架。
But the good news is on the third day, he's resurrected.
好消息是第三天他就复活了。
And that's our first Easter.
这就是我们第一个。
So next week, we'll celebrate Easter.
下个礼拜我们会庆祝复活节。
But today we're going to go back to one of his earlier ministry.
今天我们要讲的还是他前期的布道。
We're going to talk about the Sermon on the Mount.
我们会来讲说这个登山宝训。
We have been talking about the Beatitudes.
我们在讲这个八福。
And that's the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount.
那是他登山宝训的开始。
Isn't it interesting that some people think the Bible is an ancient book?
有很多人认为说圣经是一个很老的书。
And it has no relevance for us today.
跟我们现在没什么关系。
Some people think the Bible is full of great stories.
有的人认为说圣经里面都是故事。
Maybe some excellent philosophy.
有很多的哲学思想。
Maybe some practical advice.
有一些很适合实际的这个忠告。
But didn't you know the Bible gives answers to some very pressing questions?
你知道吗？圣经里面对我们现在很多问题有很多的答案。
Questions all of us have since the beginning of time.
就从人类开始以来，我们所有的问题它都有答案。
Who am I?
我是谁
？Where am I going?
我要去哪里
？What on earth am I here for?
我到底在地球上要干什么
？How can I live a good life?
我怎么才能活得更好
？But most pressing question is, how can I be happy?
但是最重要一个问题是我们怎么才能够高兴幸福呢？
The Bible actually gives us the answer.
圣经已经给了我们答案。
The Beatitude means blessings.
这个八福意思就是受祝福。
So today we're going to visit another Beatitude.
今天我们要再来看另一个祝福。
And this is the fourth one.
这是第四个福。
And we read in Matthew chapter 5 verse 6.
我们会读到这个马太福音第五章第六节。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了
，because they will be filled，
因为他们会得饱足。
And this is very similar to the other ones we have read。
这个跟我们上次讲的那一幅很像。
Remember, this is the introduction to the Sermon of the Mount。
记得这是登山宝训的开始。
And Jesus is going to give us eight beatitudes。
耶稣会给我们八条祝福。
Eight different qualifications of people。
八种不同的人。
But what he says is very surprising.
但是他说的都让我们很惊奇。
Very shocking, almost illogical.
让我们觉得说好像不符合逻辑，很惊讶。
Remember, he first said, "Blessed are the poor."
他开始说的是贫穷的有福了。
Shouldn't he said, "Blessed are the rich"?
是不是应该讲说有钱的有福了
？Then he said, "Blessed are those who mourn."
他又说悲痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are sad.
那些哀伤的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are crying.
那些痛哭的人有福了。
Wouldn't you want him to say, blessed are those who are laughing?
是不是应该讲说笑着的人有福了
？So it didn't make a lot of sense.
好像听上去没什么道理。
And the last time we talked about the third beatitude.
上次我们讲到第三个祝福。
He says, the blessed are the meek.
那些温柔的有福了。
That doesn't make sense either.
那个好像也很奇怪。
Shouldn't he say, blessed are those who are strong and powerful?
是不是应该讲说强壮的、有能力的有福了呢
？Today we read the fourth beatitude.
今天到了第四福。
Doesn't seem to make sense either.
也好像没道理。
Jesus says, blessed are those who are hungry and who are thirsty.
他说那个饿的、渴的有福了。
Shouldn't he say, blessed are those who are full?
是不是应该说吃得饱的有福了
？Would you rather be hungry and thirsty or be full?
你到底是愿意饿还渴着，还是愿意吃饱了
？But Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst not just for anything, but for the righteousness of God."
神没有说是所有饿的渴的都有福，而是指那个饥渴慕义的有福了。
And if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled.
饥渴慕义的人会得饱足。
That's a great blessing.
这是一个很大的祝福。
But this beatitude is also a little bit different.
这一个祝福也有点不一样。
That was right. So the first three Beatitudes leads up to this one.
前面三个祝福让我们把我们带到这一个第四个祝福。
You see, there are eight Beatitudes.
它总共有八条福。
And there's an order to it.
那是有顺序的。
There's a logical progression to it.
有一个逻辑上的进展。
See, when Jesus talks, there's always a structure.
当耶稣讲话的时候，他总是很有道理的。
Nothing is ever random.
从来不是随便讲的。
Jesus says in the beginning,
他在开始的时候说
the poor, the sad, and the meek.
他在讲到这个贫穷的、哀恸的和温柔的。
These are the qualities of emptiness.
这些都是一个空虚的感觉。
See, when you're poor, you realize that you have nothing.
当我们贫穷的时候，我们就知道我们什么都没有。
You have this spiritual bankruptcy.
你在灵里破产了。
And when you're sad, you mourn over your sinful condition.
当我们对我们罪的情形感到悲伤的时候
You see, you have a spiritual bankruptcy, you shouldn't be happy about it.
当你在灵里破产的时候，你当然不会高兴。
You should be sad.
你当然会悲痛。
And when you're meek, you acknowledge that you have no power.
当你温柔的时候，你会知道说你没有什么能力。
You have to depend on God entirely for your salvation.
你必须要依靠神来得救。
So when you recognize your condition,
当我们认识到我们自己的情形的时候
when you acknowledge your helplessness,
当我们知道自己很无助的时候
that demands a response.
那个时候我们就要求一个反应。
And Jesus said the right response is to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
耶稣告诉我们说那正确的反应就是我们应该去饥渴慕义。
So we come to the middle of the beatitude.
今天我们是在八福中间的中间一福。
So it's actually a turning point.
是一个转折点。
So if you recognize your emptiness,
当你知道你自己的空虚的时候
and you grieve over your sin,
当你对你的罪很悲痛的时候
and you don't try to justify yourself,
你没有要为自己辩解的时候
Jesus says you will be blessed.
耶稣说你会被受到祝福。
When you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled.
当你饥渴慕义的时候，你就会得饱足。
It goes from a state of emptiness to a state of fullness.
从一个空虚的情况，已到了一个满足的情况。
Isn't that wonderful?
那不是很美好吗？
Isn't that a great message of hope?
这不是一个从有盼望的信息吗？
So today let's look at this verse.
今天让我们来看一下这个经节。
Let's look at it closely. What is Jesus trying to say?
耶稣到底想说什么？
Where does this hope come from?
这个盼望是从哪里来？
So we all know about hunger and thirst.
我们都知道说饿和渴是什么感觉。
Some of you are already hungry.
我想坐在这儿的大概已经肚子有的有饿了已经。
I'm sorry, no lunch today.
我很抱歉，今天我们没有午餐。
But we have all experienced this.
但是我们都有这样的经历。
But I really doubt that any of us have truly experienced hunger and thirst. Maybe not today.
我不知道在座的人是不是有真正经历过那种饥饿和干渴的感觉。
I highly doubt it in our affluent society today.
但我们今天这个丰盛的这个社会里
，food and water are readily available.
我们有很多的食物和水。
When we think about hunger,
当我们想到饥饿。或者干渴
We're really saying I'm hungry for this I'm thirsty for that
我们只是想说吃特别的食物要喝一个特别的饮料
See, sometimes I'm hungry for Big Mac and McDonald's
有些时候我就是只想吃麦当劳的大的汉堡包
Sometimes I'm hungry for Kung Pao Chicken
有些时候我只想吃一个宫保鸡
See, last night I went to a restaurant I wanted Kung Pao Chicken
昨天我们去吃饭的时候，我很想要吃宫保鸡。
Linda says, no, I can make it for you at home.
我说，我们在家里就自己做吧。
Many years ago, when I was younger, I go backpacking.
当我年轻的时候，我们常常去外面旅行。
So we were hiking the mountains for many days.
我们在爬山爬很多天。
We have plenty of water.
我们有很多的水。
I wasn't thirsty.
我并不是非常的干。
But I was thirsty for a Coke.
但是我非常想喝这个可乐。
So first thing when we got out of the mountains, I got a Coke.
所以当我下了山过后，第一件事我就赶快去买可乐。
But think of the people that Jesus is talking to.
想一想耶稣所讲的这些人。
His audience.
他的听众。
They truly experience hunger and thirst.
他们真的知道饥饿和干渴是什么感觉。
People in their regions were not rich.
当他们那个区的人是不富裕的。
They're not prosperous.
他们并不是很发达的。
They had no grocery store, they had no refrigerator.
他们也没有冰箱，也没有超市。
They have no running water.
他们并没有自来水。
Sometimes they are truly hungry and thirsty.
很多时候他们生活在饥饿和干渴中。
They're constantly under the threat of war and famine and drought.
他们在这个饥荒、干旱的这个常常在威胁他们。
To the people that Jesus was talking to,
今天耶稣所告跟这些讲话的人
，hunger and thirst are really real.
他们的饥饿和干渴是真实的。
If they don't satisfy their need,
如果他们不能满足他们的要求
，if they don't satisfy their hunger or thirst.
他们不满足他们的饥饿和干渴。
They can die from hunger.
他们会因着饥饿而死亡。
They can die from thirst.
因着干渴而死亡。
So it's real.
是真实的。
So Jesus is talking about this deep desire.
耶稣在告诉他们从那种心里发出来的一个渴望。
It's a passion.
是一个感动。
They must have it.
他们必须要有。
If they don't have it, they will die.
如果没有这些，他们就会死。
So Jesus, of course, is talking about a spiritual need.
当然耶稣在这里讲的是一个属灵的需求。
So he's saying, if you have the spiritual need,
他说如果你在属灵里面有这些需求,
and if you don't have the righteousness of God,
如果你没有神的公义,
you will die.
你会死掉。
You will have a spiritual death.
你在灵里会死掉。
Now what does that mean?
这到底是什么意思呢?
The Bible told us in Ecclesiastes.
在这个传道书里面讲到。
The Bible says, God has made everything beautiful, and in time, he has set eternity in our hearts.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
You see, we all have this spiritual void.
我们在心里面常常有一些空虚。
We all have this hunger and thirst.
我们都有这样的干渴和饥饿。
We must fill it.
我们必须来充满它。
It's an eternity that we thirst for, hunger for in our hearts.
永生就是我们心里面的干渴和饥饿。
We all have it.
我们都有。
See, I remember when we were in Egypt.
当我们在埃及的时候。
The pharaohs built these tombs.
这些法老们建了很大的坟墓。
They built these pyramids.
建了很大的金字塔。
Because they had eternity in their hearts.
因为他们心里想着永生。
They didn't know how to fill it.
他们并不知道怎么来填满这个空虚。
Recently, I was watching some videos on Amazon.
我最近在这个亚马逊上看一些这个录影。
You see, they were talking about the emperors and the Qing dynasty.
他在讲中国的秦朝的皇帝。
The emperors and the Han dynasty.
在汉朝的皇帝。
I didn't know this.
我并不知道这些。
But they built huge tombs and huge pyramids.
他们也建了很大的坟墓。
You see, they had eternities in their heart.
他们心里面也想的是永生。
But they didn't know how to fill it.
他们也不知道怎么能够达到那里。
So Jesus says, you cannot fill eternity in your heart with terracotta warriors.
耶稣告诉我们说，不能用兵马俑来充满你心中对永生的渴望。
You must fill it with the righteousness of God.
你必须以神的义来充满。
See, we look for satisfaction in the spiritual food in this world.
我们在这个世界上寻找填满心中空虚的东西。
But you will not be satisfied.
你不会找到。
You will not be filled.
你不会被填满。
Think about this.
想一想。
If you're hungry and thirsty for food and water.
当你饥饿和干渴需要食物和水的时候。
The only thing that will satisfy is food and water.
唯一能够让你满足的就是食物和水。
I can play you some beautiful music.
我可以给你弹一段很好听的音乐。
That's not going to help.
那不会帮助你。
I can give you a warm sweater.
我可以给你一件很厚的毛衣。
That's not going to help.
那不会让你满足。
I can even preach you a wonderful sermon.
我也可以在这里讲一段很美好的道。
That's not going to help.
不会让你感到满足。
You need food and water.
你需要食物和水。
to fill that spiritual need.
当我们要填满灵里的空虚的时候，
the only thing that can satisfy is the righteousness of God.
唯一能够填满那个空虚的就是神的义。
But this is something about priority, isn't it?
这就是我们生命中的一个优先次序。
Jesus also said in Matthew 6,
在马太福音第六章耶稣说了，
He says, seek first the kingdom of God.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Seek his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
So what do you seek?
你们在寻找什么？
Do you seek fame?
在寻找这个名誉吗？
Fortune?
和这个财运吗
？A career, a good salary.
是一个你的职场的这个得意和你的工钱吗
？A retirement.
是一个很好的退休计划吗
？I'm guilty of that one.
我自己在找，对我自己对这个也是很热心的。
Some of you seeking husband and wife.
有的人在寻找这个丈夫或者妻子。
To fulfill your dreams.
啊，我们都在寻找我们想要的这个梦想。
These things are wonderful.
这些事情当然都是好事。
These are blessings from God.
这些都是从神来的祝福。
But Jesus says you have to have priorities.
但是耶稣说你们必须要有一个先后次序。
First, you must seek God's righteousness.
先我们要求他的义。
That's a problem with our heart.
这就是我们心里的问题。
It's always been like that.
我们心里常常有这样的问题。
It's not just our problem.
不只是我们现在的问题。
Listen to what Isaiah said.
以赛亚书说道
Isaiah 55 says, Why spend money on things that's not bread, and your labor on things that do not satisfy? Listen, and set what is good, and see you be delighted in the riches of life.
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
Isn't Isaiah talking to us?
这个以赛亚不是在跟我们讲话吗
？We seek for things that do not satisfy.
我们在这里去找一些东西，并不能满足我们。
We work so hard for things that don't last.
我们花很多的劳力去得到那些不能存留长久的东西。
We work so hard, but we don't get any satisfaction.
我们这么努力，但是我们却得不到饱足。
Jeremiah tells us the same thing.
耶利米告诉我们同样的事。
He said, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me."
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我。
They have forsaken the spring of living water and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that do not hold water.
离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
See, instead of seeking the righteousness of God.
没有，他们没有在寻找神的义。
They dug their own cistern.
他们自己挖了一个池子。
They think their own cistern can satisfy.
他们认为自己池子里蓄的水能让他们满足。
But the cistern leak.
但是自己的池子总是会漏的。
They do not hold water.
它并不能长久的存水。
Our satisfaction is not met in the things of this world.
我们心里的空虚不能被这个世界上的事情来充满。
We try to satisfy ourselves with money.Power, entertainment.
我们会寻找一些钱或者娱乐来填满我们心中的空虚。
All these things only lead to a deeper sense of need.
其实这些东西只让我们更加的饥渴。
Have you ever experienced this?
你有没有这样的经历呢
？When you gain something, the only thing you want is more.
当我们得到一样东西的时候，我们就想得到更多。
It never satisfies.
从来不会让我们满足。
We think things of this world will satisfy, but it always fails.
我们认为说这个世界上的东西能够填满我们，但是从来都没有成功过。
But of course, I like entertainment.
当然，我也很喜欢娱乐。
I like fun things.
我也喜欢做有趣的事。
They will bring you joy.
它会让我很高兴。
They will bring you peace.
它会让我很平安。
And satisfaction.
让我很满足。
But only for a little while.
但是只是很短暂的。
Only thing that will last is the righteousness of God.
唯一能够持久满足的就是从神而来的义。
God says, if you thirst and hunger after his righteousness, you will be filled.
神说如果当你饥渴慕义你一定会得饱足。
What does it mean to be filled?
什么叫饱足?
It means to be fed.
意思是被喂养了。
To be satisfied.
被满足了。
even means to get fat.
或者是让你长胖了。
See, it's nice to be fat.
长胖是一件好事。
See, in today's culture, we don't want to be fat.
但是今天的社会认为说我们不需要长胖。
We want to be skinny.
我们需要很瘦。
I remember many years ago when I first came to the United States.
我记得很多年前当我刚来美国的时候。
I was with my father.
我跟我的爸爸在一起。
And we were in San Francisco.
我们在旧金山。
We were talking to someone in the bank.
我们在一个银行里面跟人讲话。
And my father praised somebody.
我爸想称赞一个人。
He wanted to give her a compliment.
他想让他觉得感觉很好。
He says, you look great.
他说你看上去很好。
You're fat.
你很胖。
What, he meant sincerely as a compliment.
他真心的想祝福这个人。
See, but that's not how we see in our society.
今天我们标准不一样了。
But in his society, in his time, it's a good thing.
在他那个年代觉得人发福是一件好事。
It's okay to be fat.
对，长胖是一件好事的事。
Only the rich and the prosperous get to eat.
因为只有有钱人他们有很发达的这个钱他们才能够长胖。
Of course, we don't realize that today.
今天我们没有这样的感觉。
We don't want to be fat.
我们不想长胖。
But we want to be satisfied and to be fed.
我们想得到喂养得到满足。
And that's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4.
这就是保罗在腓立比书四章讲到的。
Listen to what he says. I know what is to be in need. I know what's to have plenty.I have learned the secret of being content. So that's the word to be filled.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰盛或饱足，这就是一个满足的意思。
Be content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, living in plenty or in want.
他说，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
How does Paul get fed?
保罗是从哪里得到喂养的？
Where does he...Get contentment.
他怎么会饱足的?
We'll find out a little later.
我们等一下再来看。
So what does righteousness mean?
到底这个义是什么意思?
Remember, we always have to have a word study.
记不记得我们总是要来研究一下原文的字?
Every sermon has to have a word study.
每一个讲道里面都要来讲一些这些希腊文。
The word today is dikaios.
今天我们要讲的这个希腊文叫做 dikaios.
It means moral,Just conforming to a standard of God.
意思就是很公义、公平、有道德，按神的要求。
So that's what righteousness means.
这就是义的意思。
But after all, the Sermon on the Mount is about righteousness.
这个登山宝训就是主题就是包关于这个神的义。
After the introduction of the Beatitudes, Jesus will talk about righteousness.
当我们八福完了过后，登山宝训会继续来讲神的义。
But Jesus wants to make a notice.
耶稣要我们知道。
He wants to tell us something.
他要我们知道这件事。
See, there are people who are listening to him.
当这些来听他讲道的人。
They are very religious people.
他们是非常那个虔诚的宗教人。
See, they are the Jewish people.
他们是犹太人。
So they know what righteousness means.
他们知道神的义是什么。
They already have some idea.
他们已经有点明白了。
But Jesus wanted to make sure they understand this.
但是耶稣要他们理解这个意思。
So what does he say in Matthew 5?
马太福音第五章，耶稣讲到。
In verse 20 he says, For I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说我告诉你们你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义断不能进天国。
Jesus says you know about righteousness.
耶稣说你们都知道关于神的义。
Pharisees and the teachers of law taught you about righteousness.
你们法利赛人和文士已经教过你们了。
But I tell you something else.
我现在要告诉你们另外一件事。
I'm raising the standard.
我在提高这个要求。
See, when we study the book of Mark,
当我们在读马可福音的时候
We already met the Pharisees.
我们已经知道法利赛人是什么。
Remember, Jesus and the Pharisees didn't get along.
我们知道说耶稣和法利赛人并不是很好的，相处得很好。
They were not the best friends.
他们不是最好的朋友。
Remember, the Pharisees were religious sect.
我们知道说法利赛人是一群非常虔诚的宗教徒。
They were responsible to interpret the law.
他们的责任就是来分析律法。
And they wanted to interpret what's righteousness of God.
他们来解说说什么是神的义。
Jesus says their view was incomplete at best, incorrect at worst.
耶稣说他们的解说好话来讲说是不完全，坏话来讲说完全错误。
See, the Pharisees focused on rules and regulations.
法利赛人他们非常强调各样的规矩。
Instead of relationship with one another.
并不强调大家之间的关系。
They focused on external appearance.
他们会强调说外在的行为。
Instead of what's in their heart.
而不强调内心的感觉。
They're very concerned about what they look like, what they wear.
他非常的强调说他们别人怎么看待他们，他们穿什么样的衣服。
They always wear a tie.
他们总是带着领带。
They were always worried about rituals in the temple.
他们非常注重这个圣殿里面的各样的这个规矩。
Instead of helping the poor and the needy in their community.
而不去关心他们周遭的有需要的人。
Jesus said they're on the wrong track.
耶稣说他们在错误的这个道路上。
They appear righteous on the outside, but they're sinful on the inside.
他们外在看来非常的公义，但是里面却是充满了罪。
They follow the letter of the law, but they miss the spirit of the law.
他们只行了律法的字句，却忘记了律法的精义。
The Pharisees believe if they work really, really hard,
法利赛人认为说我只要非常努力的遵守律法，
they can be right with God.
他们跟神就有好的关系了。
So the people who listen to Jesus know these things.
那些听耶稣讲道的人，他们知道这些事。
But Jesus wanted to remind them.
耶稣想再提醒他们。
Jesus is the righteousness.
耶稣才是神的义。
He's the only one who can fill your hunger and thirst.
他是那一个能够满足我们的饥渴和饥饿的。
He is the good news. He is the gospel.
他就是那个好消息，他就是神的福音。
It's not the law.
并不是律法。
It's not rules and regulation.
不是各样的规矩。
It's accepting Jesus by faith.
而是靠着信心来接受耶稣。
The gospel has come and it has come in him.
福音就是耶稣带来的。
He is the good news.
他就是福音。
When thinking about righteousness, we can think about a couple things.
当我们来思想这个义的时候，我们来想几件事情。
The first is called legal righteousness.
第一个我们要讲说在法律上的义。
And that's in the book of Romans and the book of Galatians.
是在罗马书和加拉太书里面讲到。
So in our fellowship with a young family, we're going to study Galatians.
青年家庭团契，我们要开始查这个加拉太书。
So Paul goes into detail about legal righteousness.
在这里保罗讲的非常详细的是关于法律上的这个义。
In Romans chapter 6, he tells us.
在罗马书第六章保罗说到。
He says, you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
你们既然从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
So what's legal righteousness?
什么是法律上的义？
So you have to have a standing in court.
你在这个法庭上要有一个合法的地位。
You have to have a standing.
你要有一个地位。
See, if you're an illegal immigrant, you cannot sue in the United States court.
如果你是一个非法移民，你不能在美国的法庭上起诉。
I cannot file a suit in China.
我就不能到中国去来起诉任何人。
And because of sin, we're condemned.
因为我们的罪，我们被咒诅了。
We cannot stand in front of God.
我们没有办法合法的站在神的面前。
But as Paul says here, because of the blood of Jesus Christ,
保罗说了，因为耶稣基督的血，
we are raised alive and we regain that standing with God.
我们重新得了重生，我们在神面前有合法的地位。
We have that legal righteousness.
我们有法律上的义了。
We gain that righteousness because of Jesus Christ.
我们得到法律上的义是因为耶稣基督所做的。
His goodness, His holiness, His obedience have been imputed to us.
他的圣洁、他的公义和他的顺服加到了我们身上。
Linda says she couldn't translate the word imputed.
对，我说这个 imputed 因为是一个神学上的词，因为我学的也是英文，不知道中文这个字应该是怎么
翻译。But because we accept Jesus Christ,
因为我们接受了耶稣基督。
His goodness, His holiness is given to us.
他的这个圣洁，他的公义给了我们。
We are justified.
我们被称义了。
That's the doctrine of justification.
这就是因信称义的原则。
So the only way to gain this justification is because God gave it to us.
我们得以称义是因为神给了我们这个义。
Through his son, Jesus Christ, and through the work of the Holy Spirit.
通过耶稣基督, 通过圣灵的感动。
It's not anything we did.
并不是我们所做的。
It's because of faith.
因为我们的信心。
See, today, if you're living with this desire to be right,
当我们今天, 我们有的这个, 心里有这个饥渴, 想要在神面前有一个合法的地位。
Jesus Christ has already given you the way.
耶稣已经给了我们怎么样得到的地位。
He's done what you need.
他已经做了我们所需要做的。
He is our sacrifice. He already paid the debt.
他是我们的这个祭, 他已经为我们的罪付了代价。
So another type of righteousness is moral righteousness.
另外一种义就是一个道德上的义。
After all, the rest of the Sermon on Mount has to do with this righteousness.
在这个, 登山宝训的后半节讲了很多有关于道德上的义。
See, when we hunger and thirst for legal righteousness,
当我们饥渴慕义, 那个义是要得到, 法律上的义的时候,
all we have to do is to have faith in Jesus Christ.
我们只需要相信耶稣基督。
But now we're hungering and thirsting for moral righteousness.
现在我们如果说饥渴慕义的是为了道德上的义。
So we're looking for a life controlled by God.
我们是要得, 要过一个属神的生活。
Free from sin.
不要犯罪的生活。
Free from our selfishness, anger, fear.
不要自私, 不要担心, 不要害怕。
Living under the standard of God.
按照神的标准来生活。
Living under holiness.
按照神的圣洁。
See, the Sermon on Mount gives us specific actions.
这个登山宝训里面告诉我们很多具体的做法。
And Jesus is raising the bar.
耶稣把这个要求提高了很多。
Jesus says, you've been taught all these things.
耶稣说你曾经被教导过这些事。
You heard all these things.
你听过这些事。
But I give you another way to look at it.
我来告诉你当怎样做。
Jesus says, it's been said, do not murder.
他说你们听过说不要杀人。
Jesus says, but don't even be angry with your brothers and sisters.
但是耶稣说你不能对你的弟兄姐妹来动怒。
You must reconcile and forgive each other.
必须饶恕他们与他们和好。
It has been said, do not commit adultery.
好,你们听过说不要犯奸淫。
But Jesus says, do not even look lustfully at someone.
他说不要, 耶稣告诉我们说不要看到人, 看到妇女就起得淫乱的念。
See, adultery begins in the heart.
我们知道说奸淫是从心里开始的。
It has been said, you can file divorce.
这个, 你们听说过, 你们可以离婚。
See, the law allows for that.
摩西的律法是可以让人离婚的。
But Jesus says marriage is a holy union.
但是耶稣说这个婚姻是一个圣洁的联合。
It's an unbreakable union designed by God.
是神所设立的不可以破, 断裂的关系。
It has been said, don't break your oath.
你们听过说不要违背自己所起的誓。
But Jesus says, don't even make an oath.
但耶稣告诉我们说你不要起誓。
Be honest.
只要诚实。
Do what you say.
你把你所说的要做到。
It has been said, eye for an eye.
在, 你们也听过说以眼还眼。
Jesus says, don't seek revenge.
耶稣说不要报复。
It has been said, love your neighbor.
你们听过说要爱, 爱你们的邻舍。
But Jesus says, love your enemies.
但是耶稣说你们要爱你们的敌人。
These are not easy sayings.
这些并不是一个很容易的做法。
Jesus has raised the bar.
耶稣把这个要求提得很高。
See, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about legal righteousness or moral righteousness.
无论是在讲法律上的义还是讲道德上的义。
I hope you realize that there's nothing you can do to achieve it.
我希望你们明白说不是靠我们的行为可以达到的。
No matter how hard you try.
无论你多么努力。
No amount of hard work.
没有这个, 靠人的努力。
But thanks to God, we've been given the free gift of His Son.
但是感谢主, 神用, 靠, 通过耶稣基督给了我们这样的礼物。
Jesus has offered Himself as the standard.
耶稣把他自己作为一个标准。
He is the rock upon which we should build our lives.
他是我们建立生活的磐石。
Look what He says.
我们看他所说的。 要他们要里面帮我们 back。
Okay,
来，帮我们回一张好吧？
回好几张。
好。Okay.
One more.
Forward has backward.
Backward, yeah.
Okay. 好，是这个吗
？Yeah.
Okay.
So Jesus said in Matthew 7, anyone who hears these words of mine, put them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
马太福音第七章讲到说，所以凡听见这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
In other words, he offers himself as the standard.
我们看到说，耶稣把自己作为标准。
He is the rock.
他就是那磐石。
He is how you should live your life.
他就是我们应当怎样来生活的标准。
John also says that Jesus is the source of righteousness.
约翰也讲到说，耶稣就是那义的来源。
This is a story we read in John.
这是我们在约翰福音读到的故事。
This is a story of woman by the well.
这是我们读到的一个妇人井边的妇人的故事。
And Jesus says, "Whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst."
耶稣说凡喝这水的还要再渴人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴
See, the woman by the well was thirsty.
我们知道说井边的妇人是干渴的
The water from the well would satisfy her physical thirst.
井中的水只能满足她身体的需要
But Jesus says, I am the eternal water.
但是耶稣说我是的永恒的水
If you follow me, if you believe in me, you would never thirst.
你如果跟随我，如果你相信我，你就永远不会渴。
Likewise in John 6,
在约翰福音第六章
Jesus has just fed the 5,000.
耶稣喂饱了五千人。
They're very happy.
他们都很高兴。
They're not hungry anymore.
他们不饿了。
But Jesus says, do not labor for food which perishes, but for food which endures to everlasting life.
耶稣说不要为那必坏的食物劳力要为那存到永生的食物劳力
And where does this food come from?
这个食物是从哪里来的呢
If the Son of Man will give you
就是人子要赐给你们的
Jesus Christ will give you
耶稣基督会给我们的
So Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy
我们看到耶稣基督是的唯一能使我们满足的
He's the only one who can satisfy you when you hunger and thirst for righteousness
当我们饥渴慕义的时候只有耶稣基督能满足那你的要求
This is a message of hope
这是一个有盼望的信息
Are you lost? Are you perishing today?
你今天你是迷失了还是你已经灰心了
Do you feel emptiness in your life?
是不是心里有感到空虚
Are you seeking for things that do not satisfy?
你是在寻找那些并不能满足你的东西吗
Only Jesus can fill that void.
只有耶稣能够充满你心中的空虚。
Things of this world can satisfy only for a little while.
世界上的东西只能让你满足很短的时间。
You will want more.
你会更加的干渴。
So this is the message of hope for those who are seeking.
这就是给那些在寻找的人的一个盼望。
Why keep looking for things, seeking after things that do not satisfy?
为什么在寻找那些不能满足我们的东西
？Things that will cause you more pain，
东西让我们感到更加的痛苦
，more emptiness，
让我们感到更加的空虚的东西。
Some of us have gone through this in the past，
我们以前有过这样的经历。
We can bear witness to that，
我们都可以为这个事做见证。
When we seek after these things， we only get more pain。
当我们寻找世界上的东西的时候只会让我们更加的痛苦
More emptiness
更加的空虚
Jesus offers you peace and joy
耶稣说他会给我们平安给我们喜乐
But you have to have faith in Jesus
我们必须要对耶稣有信心
Accept him as your personal savior
必须接受他做我们生命的救主
So if you're that person, why not today?
如果你是有这样的想法为什么不今天行动呢
You will be filled
你就会得到满足
What about for most of us here who are believers?
对我们今天已经在座的基督徒
Is there anything we can get out of this?
我们从这里能得到什么呢
Of course there is
当然有很多
This is an important message.
这是一个非常重要的信息。
This is an application for all of us today.
对我们每个人都很有帮助。
The first question is this.
第一个问题是
What are you hungry and thirsty after?
你到底是在饥饿、干渴什么东西？
What's in your heart?
你心里在想什么？
It's easy to say that we are believers.
很容易说我们是一个基督徒。
We have accepted the gift of salvation.
我们已经接受了神的救恩。
Didn't you say I'm already justified?
我们不是刚刚不是讲到说我们已经称义了吗？
Yeah, I agree.
我同意。
I just said.
我是这样讲了。
But that's not where you stop.
这并不是就足够了。
Many of us believe that's where you stop.
我们认为说那应该就够了。
God has given us salvation.
神已经给我们救恩了。
I accept Jesus.
我已经接受耶稣了。
That's where we stop.
我们就够了。
But Jesus says you must continue to thirst and hunger for righteousness.
耶稣说我们必须还有那个饥渴慕义的心。
That's why many of us still struggle.
今天我们为什么在挣扎？
We still struggle with obstacles and sins in our lives.
我们还 在最终挣扎，对我们各样的拦阻来挣扎。
In our family, in our marriage, in our careers.
我们在这个工作中挣扎，在家庭中挣扎。
Because we call ourselves Christians and we have stopped.
因为我们认为说我们已经成了基督徒了，我们什么都不用做了。
You can come to church, but you're not satisfied.
你可以每个礼拜来教会，但是你并没有得到满足。
We still have to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
我们必须还有饥渴慕义的心。
If you have no hunger or thirst,
如果你没有饥渴慕义的心,
you have to ask yourself,
你必须问你自己,
Do I truly believe in Jesus?
我是不是真的相信耶稣?
It's very basic to a Christian.
这对基督徒来说这是很基本的东西。
We believe in Christ.
我们相信耶稣。
We trust him.
我们相信他。
But we want more.
但是我们需要更多。
We want to be more and more like Christ.
我们需要更多的、更多的来像耶稣。
That's what we call sanctification.
这是我们所讲的成圣。
That's the doctrine of sanctification.
这是成圣的原则。
This is a continuous process.
这是一个很长的过程。
See, every day I get hungry.
每天我都会饿。
Just about now.
现在好像也饿了。
See, every night we have dinner.
每天晚上我们都有晚餐。
We get hungry and we eat.
我们饿了就会吃饭。
Linda says, if I eat a lot for dinner, I don't have to eat the next day.
我是跟她讲，要一餐多吃一点，下一餐就可以不用吃了。
I disagree.
我不同意。
The next morning, I'm still hungry.
因为到了第二天，我还是饿了。
This is the same in your spiritual life.
这是在这个属灵的生命也同样。
We need to feed continuously.
我们必须不停地来吃。
It's a daily process.
这是每天所需要的。
Day after day, minute after minute.
每一天，每一分钟。
We get a taste of it and we want more.
当我们尝到主恩的滋味，我们就会想更多。
We want to keep feeding our spiritual life.
我们要不停地喂养我们属灵的生命。
And we feed it with the righteousness of God.
我们以神的义来喂养。
Look what the psalmist says.
我们来看说这个诗篇所讲的。
Psalm 63 says, You God, my God, I earnestly seek you, I thirst for you.
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。
My whole being longs for you in the dry and parched land where there is no water.
在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。
Do you identify with the psalmist?
你有这样的感觉吗？
Are you thirsting after God?
你对神有这样的饥渴吗？
Do you feel like you're in the dry and parched land?
你有没有觉得说你在非常干枯的地方？
And you're going to die if you don't have the righteousness of God.
如果没有神的义，你就会死掉。
What about Psalm 42?
诗篇四十二篇。
As the deer panteth for the water.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
See, we sing this song.
我们唱过这个歌。
Every time we sing this song, do you feel like this deer?
你每次唱这个歌的时候，你的心有没有像这个鹿一样？
It says, my soul thirsts for you, O living God. Where can I go and meet with God?
他说我的心渴想神，就是永生的神，我几时能朝见神呢？
See, the deer is going to die if he doesn't have water.
我们知道一个鹿如果没有这个水的话，它就会死掉。
You're going to die if you don't have spiritual food.
当我们没有从神那里来的喂养，我们也会死掉。
See, this is what it means to long and thirst and hunger for righteousness.
这就是一个饥渴慕义的真实的描述。
It's something that you cannot live without.
这是一个你没有就活不下去的东西。
It needs to be an important, vital part of our lives.
这必须是我们生命中一个很重要的东西。
It's not easy.
并不简单。
But we must make this decision.
我们必须要做这样的决定。
It's active, conscious, and intentional.
这必须是我们主动的、主动寻求的一个决定。
See, Jesus used the metaphor of hungry and thirsty.
耶稣为我们这个饥渴做了一个很好的比喻。
He wants to motivate us to seek after righteousness.
他要我们努力的来寻求这个神的义。
See, nobody has to force you to eat.
没有人要强迫你来吃东西。
If you're hungry, you're going to find food.
你饿了，你就会去吃。
If you're thirsty, you will find water.
你渴了，就会去喝。
No one has to because you need to.
没有人要 强迫你做，因为 你知道你需要。
It's a desperate passion.
那就是你心里面的需求。
Sometimes we describe a person who's hungry for something.
有些时候我们来描述一个非常饥饿的人。
He is ambitious, he's passionate.
我们说他是一个很有野心，很有这个冲动的人。
We say that he's hungry.
我们说他很饿。
So we're watching NCAA basketball.
当我们看这个篮球比赛的时候
，We say some teams are hungry for victory.
我们说有些队，他们对这个胜利非常的渴慕。
An athlete is hungry for a championship.
我们说有些运动员对这个得胜非常的渴慕。
That's how we describe the passion.
这就是我们来形容他们的感觉。
My son just graduated. He's hungry for a job.
我儿子刚刚毕业了，所以他现在非常需要工作。
This is the motivation to seek righteousness.
这就是一个希望寻求神的义的一个冲动。
See, you're hungry and you desire food.
当你饿的时候，你需要食物。
You can think about it for so long, but eventually you have to do something about it.
你可以一直来思想你所需要的，但是最终你必须做一些事情。
See, if you're not hungry or thirsty,
如果你并不是很饿或者很渴
，Isn't it a sign of illness?
那不是生病的这个一个情形吗？
Haven't you seen someone who's sick?
你没有听过有些人生病了。
They don't want to eat.
他们就不想吃饭了。
They have no appetite.
他们没有胃口了。
See, I'm a surgeon.
我是一个外科医生。
So when someone had operated on is recovering,
当他们这个做完手术恢复的时候
it's a good sign when that person wants to eat.
当这个病人开始想要吃饭的时候那就是一个好转的现象。
It's a great sign when he has his appetite back.
当他的胃口好的时候就是他要快要痊愈的时候
See, when we are not hungry and thirsty for the righteousness of God
当我们没有这个对神的义没有这个饥渴的感觉的时候
We are actually sick
我们生病了
We have a spiritual sickness
我们在灵里面的身体病了
When we don't want to be close to God
我们不想亲近神的时候
When we don't want to read the scripture
当我们不想读经的时候
When we don't want to pray
当不想祷告的时候
When we don't want to worship or fellowship with other believers
不想敬拜不想跟其他弟兄姐妹在一起的时候
When we no longer mourn over our conditions
对我们自己属灵的情况没有悲哀的时候
Something is wrong
我们知道我们属灵的身体出了问题了
We need help
我们需要帮助
See, it's not easy
并不容易
It's not easy in this world
在这个世界里面并不容易
Most people are not seeking the righteousness of God.
大多数人并不是在寻求神的义。
But that doesn't mean we are out of this world.
但是并不是说我们寻求义的人就不要活在这世界上。
We seek righteousness amongst our co-workers.
我们在我们的同伴中仍然来寻求神的义。
Our friends, our family.
在我们的朋友家庭中来寻求神的义。
We should be salt and light to those around us.
我们在我们周遭的人眼里必须是盐和光
Because we seek the righteousness of God
因为我们寻求神的义
So let's come back to the Apostle Paul
让我们再来看一下保罗的所写的
In Philippians chapter 3 he says
在腓立比书第三章他说
He says I'm going to gain with Christ and be found in him not having the righteousness of my own
他说并且得以在他里面不是有自己因律法而得的义
he says his righteousness is not his own
他说他的义并不是他自己创造出来的。
It does not come from the law.
并不是因为律法而给他的。
But it's through faith in Jesus Christ.
而是因着信基督的而来的义。
The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith.
乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
The Apostle Paul tells us quite clearly.
保罗在这里说得很清楚。
You cannot work for righteousness.
你不能靠自己的工作来得到义。
It's based on your faith in Jesus Christ.
必须是因着相信耶稣基督而得到的义。
See, many people believe this.
很多人相信这一点。
That if you have the right behavior.
如果你的行为很好。
If you try very hard.
如果你非常的努力。
If you follow all the rules and regulations.
如果你按照所有的规矩来做。
God would say, you did great.
神会说你做得很好。
Then you have the right standing before God.
你在神面前就有合法的地位了。
Then you have a right relationship with God.
你就跟神有很好的关系了。
And one another.
就是有这些了。
See, if you work hard enough, you'll be declared righteous.
当你非常努力的时候，你就可以宣告说我得到义了。
See, that's the view of the Pharisees.
这就是法利赛人的观点。
But many people still believe in that.
但是很多人都很同意他们的想法。
But the reality is the opposite.
但是其实真实的是反过来的。
You begin with the right relationship with God.
神告诉我们说我们必须跟他有正确的关系。
And how do you get that?
你怎么能够得到那个关系呢?
It's by faith in Jesus Christ.
要通过我们对耶稣基督的信心。
God has given us salvation through grace.
神让我们因信称义。
When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior,
当我们相信耶稣基督是我们的救主的时候
you are declared righteous.
神说我们已经称义了
you are already justified.
神说我们已经有了公义
and that gives you the right standing before God.
神在神眼中我们在他面前有合法的地位了
and now you have the power of God.
你现在得到了从神而来的能力
and that will lead you to the right behavior.
那样的能力能让你有正确的行为
And that's how you become sanctified.
那样才能让你成圣
And that's a process, isn't it?
这是一个过程
Jesus didn't say, blessed are those who gain righteousness.
耶稣并没有说那些得到义的人被受祝福了
Jesus said, blessed are those who seek righteousness.
他说是在寻找义的人得
Who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人
Because in this life, I doubt that we'll gain the righteousness of God.
我们并没有办法靠自己能力来得到神的义。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
It's continuous.
这是一个持续的过程。
So this is a great verse.
这是一个很好的经文。
It gives us great hope.
给我们一个很大的希望。
So we need to ask ourselves.
我们得问问自己。
We are believers.
我们是基督徒。
Do we hunger and thirst after righteousness?
我们是不是饥渴慕义
Do you hunger and thirst continuously?
你是不是持续的饥渴慕义
Do you seek God above everything else?
你有没有先求神的国和神的义
If you do, God has a great promise.
你如果知道神这样的应许
You will have a better life.
你会有更好的生命
You will live life to the fullest.
你会得到更丰盛的生命
You will have a better marriage.
你会有更好的婚姻
A better career.
更好的这个工作
You have the power to break your habits.
你有这样的能力来改变你自己的习惯
You can change your behavior.
你可以改变自己的行为
If you hunger and thirst after God's righteousness.
如果你饥渴慕义
You will be fed.
你会得饱足
You will be satisfied.
你会满足
And you will be filled.
你会得被充满
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Palm Sunday.We thank you for your precious gift, that's your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and died for the sin of all humanity. We thank you for his resurrection, that through that he conquered death. And when we have faith in Jesus Christ, that we are justified, we are righteous, we can stand before you. We have the fellowship with you. We thank you for this gracious gift. We ask that you bless all of us, keep everyone safe.And healthy. We ask for these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.